Hein?
Who?
This new boy.
New boy?
Yeah, the lad that shifted in the green bottle's house. Is he coming here to school?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Wacko!
Percy went down to see him after school yesterday.
Well, I hope he gets him anyhow.
Why?
Why? Well, he's the new boy and he's going to be my fag.
Your what?
Fag, you know, sly.
Yeah, he might bash you.
Bash me? That'll be the day. If he's a new boy, he's got to do what he's told.
Ah, here he is now.
Where?
Look through the window. Percy's leading him through the gate.
Wacko, let's have a look at him.
He looks all right.
He looks like a sissy.
A sissy?
Yeah. Look, he's got a clean collar on.
Strike.
We better get back to our house. I'd like to see that lad bash me.
Well, you better be careful.
Then pipe down quiet.
Here we are. This is the classroom. Now, come along inside.
Thank you, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, it's my very pleasant duty to introduce to you a new pupil.
Hiya, Mug.
Fine, thanks.
No, possibly. Yeah?
Look, I don't want you to show off in front of this new boy. I want you to behave yourself as you always behave at this fine old school. Like a gentleman. Well, boys, this is Master the Pledge, and then I want you to meet Bottomley and Stanford.
How do you do? I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well. Excuse me while I change my socks.
Certainly. You just go outside. Bottomley, look, are you trying to be rude?
Rude?
Yes. If you're not very careful, my boy, I might find it necessary to give you some sort of punishment, such as the cane or something like that. I know it's not usual for me to have to do that sort of thing, but if I must, well, I must.
Sure, that's what I reckon.
Yes, that's what you... Well, the pledge, look, will you sit here next to Bottomley?
Thank you, sir.
There's more room up Stanford's end.
Is there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, look, sit up there next to Stanford.
Yes, sir.
Here, next to me.
Thank you, Stanford.
Now, first of all, look, I must put your name here in the roll book.
Why, sir?
Shut up. Stanford, look, will you please attend to your own affairs? I must have the pledge's name here for record purposes. Where's the roll book? What's that? Oh, here we are. What is your full name, the pledge?
Francis Marmaduke Algernon de Pledge.
Look, stop
that noise immediately. I don't know what's come over you boys.
Well, strike, that's not a name.
Isn't it?
No, it's a short story.
Yes, I suppose it is, but I mean... Bottomley, look, I'd be much better pleased if you didn't make any remarks at all. Yes, and will you be good enough to repeat your name? I didn't quite catch that.
Certainly, sir. Yeah. Francis Marmaduke Algernon de Pledge, sir.
Strike!
The first part. Algernon de Pledge, yes. Well, very good. I've got that down.
What does the pledge mean, sir?
What?
That means he's a teetotaler.
Teetotaler?
Sure, he signed the pledge.
Oh, yes. Have you signed the pledge?
That really has no connection with my name, sir.
No, of course not. Bottomley, look, as usual, you're quite wrong.
Actually, our family is of French extraction.
I see.
I have a great uncle who at present lives in France and is, in fact, a member of the French aristocracy.
He has a great uncle who is a member of the French aristocracy, Bottomley.
Well, that's nothing. I've got a great uncle who's Ed Slaughterman at the Abattoir.
Have you?
Sure.
Oh, well, there you are, the pledge. Bottomley, his great uncle is going to... Bottomley!
Yeah?
I didn't ask you for anything... to ask you anything about your great uncle.
No, I'm not.
Well, look, stop talking about him. We had enough of that sort of thing during Greenbottle's day. I don't want everybody talking about their relations.
Well, I never started it.
Well, who did?
Marmalade.
Marmalade?
Fig jam. Pepper and salt. Sauce and pickles. This new joker on the end here.
Bottomley, look, what on earth are you talking about? And will you please stop being rude?
My name is Marmaduke.
Well, can I help that?
No.
Well, serves you right. No, I mean, yes, I know that.
I thought there appeared to be some confusion as to my correct name.
No.
He ought to have a number.
Yes.
Well, I don't think he should, sir.
No, and neither do I.
But you just said he should.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Bottomley, look, are you arguing with me?
No.
No, well, keep quiet or I'll be forced to inflict some physical punishment on you.
Strike.
And a pledge.
Yes, sir.
What is your number? What is your Christian name? What does your mother call you?
My mother?
Yes, well, what does she call you?
Mama.
Yes, but what does she call you?
I just told you, sir, Mama.
Yes, all right, but what does your Mama say when she addresses you? That's what I want to know.
She says Mama.
She talks to herself.
Quiet!
Mama is short for Marmaduke.
Yes. I see. Oh, she calls you Mama.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mama! Will you stop that terrible noise? You're out on the football field, you know. You're here in the classroom. Yes, Al. And I think it's about time that we started our lessons.
What are we going to do today, sir?
We're going to do some Latin.
Latin,
yes,
sir? Oh,
yes.
We did Latin last time, sir.
Oh, Latin's mad. Look, I didn't ask you for your opinions as to what we should do. The pledge.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever done any Latin?
Yes, sir.
You have?
Yes, sir.
I've
always considered Latin to be extremely interesting.
What? Mike, what's he talking about?
Strike, sir.
Look, keep quiet. And what standard have you reached? What have you done, the pledge?
I think the last Latin translation we did was Virgil's Aeneid, Book 9.
Was it?
But by far my biggest favorite among the Latin authors is Livy.
Livy?
Yes, sir.
That's marvelous.
How do you go on a game of Ludo?
Ludo?
Yes, do you play Ludo? Wait a minute.
Ludo is not a Latin author.
No, all right, I know that. Bosmer here was thinking of Pluto.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I thought you were.
Who was Pluto, sir?
Well, Pluto?
He was the first bloke to get the gout.
Yes, exactly. He was the first... the what?
The gout.
The gout?
Yeah, his big toe went all blue.
Went blue?
Sure, and so they called him Pluto.
Oh, yes, of course, that's right, Pluto. Wait a minute, look, what on earth are you talking about? Nobody said anything about Pluto.
Yes, you did, sir.
Now, I didn't say Pluto at all, I said Pluto.
Yeah, but I thought you had a doll of the dough.
A doll of the dough?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
The what? Go!
Ow!
Serves you right, Bobby. And you can't say you didn't ask for that either. I'm sorry I had to do that in front of this new pupil, but I really had no alternative.
Have you ever had the gout, sir?
Yes, of course I have. No!
Why not, sir?
Well, what? Stanford, do you want me to give you the stick as well?
No, sir.
No, well, stop asking questions or you'll get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, where were we? How far have we got?
We were discussing the merits of various Latin authors.
That's it. Yes. Well, I must apologize to Pedro for getting a little off the track. But these other boys disturbed me.
Yes, sir.
I didn't tell you both to start talking again. And don't forget that I've still got my cane here to hit you with.
Yes, sir.
With which to hit you.
Exactly. I beg your pardon?
You ended the sentence with a preposition, sir.
You pledge!
Strike! I'm him, sir!
Do you know?
That's just downright impertinent.
Yes, I know.
I don't know what this place is coming to. I reckon he ought to be punished.
Bottomy, look, you'll be the one to be punished if you're not very careful. Yes, so. And the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Look, I wish you wouldn't correct me. Did you notice that I ended the sentence with a preposition?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, you did. That's very good. Just a trap, my boy, just a trap. I merely wanted to see if you'd notice it.
I break a deal.
Bottom it.
Well, he's not a deal.
Isn't he?
No, he's a wife.
Apparently talking to you has no effect at all. You'll be detained after school for an hour.
Oh, Roy!
And stop talking now or you'll get some more. And don't forget that I've got plenty of more strength to hit you with. With which to hit you. And stop saying that, too.
I'm rather fond of Ovid.
How are you? Well, I prefer bread and milk myself, but I suppose everybody has got... wait a minute. What did you say? You're rather fond of what?
Ovid, sir, the Latin author.
Ovid?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you said porridge.
Porridge? No, sir.
Oh, I see. Well,
what brand's that, sir?
Well, that's really the... what do you mean, what brand's that?
Ovid, sir.
What brand?
Yeah, didn't you say that was a brand of porridge?
Brand of porridge? No, I most certainly didn't say anything of the kind.
Well, I thought you did, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. What rubbish. Ovid porridge.
So have I.
What?
Ovid porridge.
Have you?
Oh, every morning for the last 5 years.
But what?
You ought to try it sometime.
Try it? Yes. I have tried it.
I thought you said you liked bread and milk, sir.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, all right. Well, so I do.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
We'll say no more about it.
No.
You stick to your bread and milk, and I'll stick to my porridge.
Exactly.
And I hope you choke.
Well, that's very good of you. I never expected that any... What? What did you say then, Bottomy?
Sorry, sir.
Yes, what was that remark?
Oh, I just said, that's no joke.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
What's no joke?
Having porridge for breakfast.
Porridge for breakfast?
Yes, sir, I've had porridge for breakfast.
Have you? Oh, well, listen, look. Would anybody mind telling me just what's going on in here?
Well, I must confess that I can't quite follow this conversation.
You can't quite follow it?
No, sir.
Well, I haven't got the slightest idea of it.
Ah.
Yes, how?
You were saying she had bread and milk for breakfast, sir.
All right, but well, I know that, you idiot.
Well, that's not our fault.
Yes, it is. You... No, it's not. I didn't say it was your fault.
Well, why pick on us?
I'm not picking on you.
Why not, sir?
Well, I don't have to pick on you if I don't want to. Now, I mean, oh, what's the use? Now, perhaps you're satisfied, Stanford. I knew it wouldn't be long before it was necessary for me to give you the stick. You boys just seem to be going from bad to worse. I thought that at least today, seeing that we've got here a new pupil, that you might behave yourselves, but apparently even that is too much to ask.
Yes, sir.
How is it? Well, we'll soon see about that. That's all going to be altered, my boy. Next lesson, we'll start afresh. And woe betide any boy who misbehaves himself.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can go now. But look, before you go, I want you to show the pledge around the school.
Oh, thanks.
Sure, come on, Pickles.
Pickles?
My name is Marmaduke.
That's what you think.
Yeah, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
You might be Marmaduke to your mother, but you're just Pickles to me.
Oh, I see.
Come on, Marmaduke.
Look, get out of this classroom and show them around the ground.